This morning on The Sound of Your Life, I'd love to introduce you to Amanda Azel. She's from the Boston City Campus Marketing Department. Amanda, welcome to OFM.
Morning, Yolanda. Thank you for having me.
We're very excited because Boston City Campus makes it so easy for students to access academia, even if you're in a small town. So start where you are with what you have. How does Boston make this possible?
Yolanda, thank you for asking. And that's what I really, really love your listeners to know. This is one of Boston's angles of approach, is that we offer flexible distance learning with support. So you don't have to move mountains to navigate getting an education. You can study anytime from anywhere and still have access to support and structure. So whether you're a full-time student or a full-time employee, Boston's study methodology fits education into your schedule, not the other way around.
So we know that public universities have limited space, and students in Central South Africa often feel they have to relocate perhaps to a bigger city or maybe somewhere else in the country to actually access education options. How does Boston City Campus address this?
That is such an important point. And especially, I know there's been a lot of conversation around about access and, you know, how much space there is for people to actually study. And at Boston, we have tried to make sure that students all over the country have access. And looking at Central South Africa specifically, we have given access to locally and internationally recognized qualifications. So with access to high levels of academic support and technology, but with the added benefits of being able to stay close to home and not having to travel into those metros or into other areas. So whether you're in Bloemfontein, Potchefstroom, Klerksdorp, Welkom, Kimberley, or anywhere in between, our support centres offer structured guidance, access to qualified support staff, and 24/7 access to our national education system, which means you're getting education at the same level as everybody else across the country. So you don't have to move or pay expensive accommodation fees to receive a respected, internationally accredited education. It's already right here in your community.
Amanda, that's such a valid thing, because if you do not have to pay additionally for accommodation, or like we know, many of these student towns, accommodation is really expensive. So this is a wonderful thing to keep in mind, and that comes down to affordability. How does Boston's payment plans make it easier for students to get started without the full financial burden up front?
So we get it. Education is a big investment, and it's tough for many, many families out there to be able to manage that investment. But that's why we offer flexible monthly payment plans that make things easier for students to register now and not have to wait until themselves or their parents are able to save up that money. So you don't have to access full tuition up front. We will work with you to find the payment plan that suits your situation. And in addition to that, we also include all of the prescribed textbooks for our qualifications in the tuition fees. Now, often those textbooks can run up an additional few thousand rand to get them. So you don't have to go and spend additional money on those textbooks. Those fees are included. And for us, the goal is to remove the barriers, not create them.
Well, obviously, Amanda, this is not just for first-time students. This is
not
for anyone that wants to improve themselves or get that extra qualification. I'm joined by Amanda Azel from Boston City Campus Marketing Department today. With Semester B registration being extended to the 15th of August, what message do you have for students or parents who may think it's too late to start studying this year still?
Not at all. So it is definitely not too late. What we have done, Boston has extended our registration to the 15th of August, specifically because we understand that life happens and some students are still deciding and others might have faced some barriers or delays. So we're saying, don't wait until 2026. Start your study journey now and graduate sooner. Your goals deserve actions, not delay.
Amanda, if someone is now completely intrigued with what Boston City Campus has to offer and also the accessibility to these study centres in their towns, where do they get more information?
So the fastest way is to go to our website, boston.ac.za, to take a look at the qualifications on offer. And there they're able to submit their application while there is still time. But if they would prefer, they can also walk into one of our support centres in either Bloemfontein, Potchefstroom, Klerksdorp, Welkom or Kimberley, where one of our advisors will be ready and waiting to assist.
Boston City Campus study centres make access to studying in smaller towns real easy, or wherever you are. I'm chatting to Amanda Azel, and if you missed this conversation, you can find all the details again under Catch Up. Check it out at ofm.co.za.